SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Prinz Harry und seine Frau Meghan Markle gelten als Traumpaar. Ihre Hochzeit im Mai diesen Jahres verfolgten Millionen Menschen weltweit. Bei ihrem Besuch in Dubbo in Central New South Wales begeisterte Prinz Harry die Australier vor allem mit seiner empathischen Art, als er über seine eigenen Erfahrungen mit psychischen Problemen sprach.
You need to know the part of being strong and tough is having the courage to ask for help when you need it. You must not silently suffer. You are all in this together. And if I may speak personally, we are all in this together. Because asking for help was one of the best decisions that I ever made. You will be continually amazed how life changes for the better.
Besonders die jungen Menschen sind von dieser Offenheit begeistert und sehen besondere Qualitäten in Prinz Harry, sagt der Vorsitzende des Australian for Constitutional Monarchy Committee, Professor David Flint.
We saw that with his military service, his insistence on going with his men to first Iraq and then Afghanistan, and subsequently not only in his charity work, but especially in relation to the Invictus Games, where he has shone as a light, I think. And I think Australians, particularly young Australians, recognize this.
Dass der Besuch Auswirkungen auf die Diskussion um eine Abspaltung vom englischen Königshaus hat, glaubt der Direktor des Australian Republic Movement, Michael Cooney, nicht. Die Australier seien zwar vom Besuch der Royals begeistert, dies würde aber nicht bedeuten, dass sie die Monarchie in der jetzigen Form unterstützen.
I think we see there's a segment of our population who are very excited by any royal business. I think if you look at those crowds, they're not particularly diverse. They represent some Australians, but not all Australians. But whether people are enthused by princes and princesses as celebrity visitors or not, they know that there's a question for Australia to answer about our future. So it's a very different one from whether we're going to turn up and say hello to either a film star or a celebrity.
In einer Umfrage aus dem April diesen Jahres sagten 50% der australischen Wähler, dass sie eine unabhängige Republik unterstützen würden. 41% wollten die jetzige konstitutionelle Monarchie beibehalten und 9% der Befragten waren unentschlossen. David Flint vom Australians for Constitutional Monarchy Committee sieht die Befürworter einer unabhängigen Republik in der Bringschuld aufzuweisen, welche Vorteile eine Unabhängigkeit für das politische System hätte.
We've always argued that the question is constitutional. That if you're going to change our constitution, it has to be a change which will significantly improve the governance of Australia, which puts an obligation on anybody, including so-called Republicans, that they must demonstrate that what they're proposing will improve the governance of this country, and they've significantly failed on that.
Michael Cooney vom Australian Republic Movement sieht das anders. Gibt aber zu, dass ein Systemwandel Zeit brauche und nicht oberste Priorität bei den Wählern habe.
It's never going to be as immediate as power prices or refugees or the kind of really urgent issues of the day. But I think Australians know that there are important things. You know, there's more than one important issue at one time. This is sort of the way campaigns have changed in the last 20 years. And we saw it, for instance, with the marriage campaigns, where citizens can really take a bit of charge of their campaigns, their engagement directly with each other in real life conversations.
5 Jahre seien realistisch, um einen Systemwandel umzusetzen, so Cooney. Monarchiebefürworter entgegnen dem, dass ein Systemwandel für Unstabilität sorgen würde. Claire Evans von den Victorian Young Monarchists sieht in der Monarchie einen Stabilitätsanker für den Wohlstand Australiens. Das spiegele sich auch im diesjährigen Demokratie-Wirtschaftsindex wider, in dem 167 Länder gerankt sind und in dessen Top 15 sich 9 Monarchien wiederfinden.
Some of the sort of criteria were whether they had checks and balances in their governments and whether the elections were free and fair. And I think the fact that Australia was listed in the top 15 was no coincidence. The checks and balances that our system of constitutional monarchy provides and this sense of stability throughout the changes of governments ensures that this is the case. And then you have sort of the system that the Australian Republican movement is trying to push, which is a system like the United States have, and they came in at number 21 on the list, the 167 countries. So I think, you know, I don't know why we'd want to lose all that.
Für den Moment jedenfalls, so scheint es, überzeugt die Australier der sympathische Besuch des englischen Prinzen von der Monarchie und überstrahlt die Debatte um einen Systemwandel. Wie lange die Strahlkraft allerdings anhalten wird, bleibt abzuwarten.
Weitere Podcasts in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.